don't know whether he's honest and saying leave it and it will go away.
You know what I've picked up so far? So we've been on the call 6 minutes.
Yeah.
The big thing with you is intuition. It seems like you have this great ability to understand your surroundings. It sounds like that you have this ability to know when something isn't quite right, but you go against what you feel every time. That's the repetitive thing I've just heard all in a row.
Yeah.
Really, there's 3 to 4 things that you've said that you sort of, that you knew, but you did it anyway.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly what needs dealing with. That
the repeat pattern that you keep putting yourself into situations where you feel, I don't know if it's rescuing or whether it's a feeling that you're just used to being in that environment, that stressful environment, and if you're not in it, then you're not, you know, it's stopping you from making that next move to breaking out of it. It's like you're always, you want to be in that position all the time.
Mm.
Because you intuitively already know.
Yeah, I think it's mostly the fear for the unknown, fear for the, you know, if I take that step, I mean, I know what needs doing, I know what should be done, but will that create the situation worse? You know, that kind of, will it resolve it?
Yeah, so you're thinking too much about the action, you're thinking too much about it, you already intuitively know the answer. But then you think about it, and then you think about it, and then you worry, and then you do it anyway.
That's right.
So it sounds like it's a 4-step process. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know that's what it is, but I think I need somebody who can make me break that thinking cycle, you know.
Break the pattern of why.
That's right.
Yeah.
It is a self-perpetuating cycle, completely.
Mm-hmm.
It is a self-perpetuating. We've got a thunderstorm. Oh, my God.
Oh, the watch. Is it thunder?
It's a thunderstorm, but I need to go to my doctor because she will be dead. It's just a thunder.